Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 22, 1907. Brethren and Sisters in Avondale, St. Helena, California, January 17, 1907. Dear Brethren and Sisters in Avondale, I feel a deep interest in the work that is going forward in Avondale and in the plans that are being made for the future. I often wish it might be my privilege to visit you and see the advancement that has been made. I greatly rejoice in the prosperity of the school. The Lord is fulfilling His promises. There is safety in trusting in Him. Let Him direct in your counsels. Do not let the expense incurred in establishing the work hang as a lodestone to discourage you. Be determined to clear away the debt from each department. The outlook as you present it is truly encouraging. Be of good cheer and go forward. I have had much light in regard to the health retreat. It should be a working agency for all who live in that vicinity, and for those who gather at Avondale to gain an education. Nothing should be done to circumscribe or hinder the work for which the retreat was established. The students in the Avondale School should have the advantages of those chapters of experience to be gained in this little sanitarium. In no case should this part of their education be dropped out or neglected. The Avondale retreat can be made an educating influence, and in connection with its work, principles may be brought into the work of the students that shall help to qualify them to do the special work for this time. The Avondale Health Retreat was established by the direction of the Lord before the Sydney Sanitarium was built at Wirunga, but one institution need not interfere with the work of the other. A special effort should now be made to set in active operation the Avondale Health Retreat. We have wonderful encouragements from the Word of God. We must every one have a firm hold upon the Mighty One of Israel. In Him is our strength.